Number six, do some type of low back core exercise. When we talk about the core, most often what people think is they think the abdominal muscles, and we do lots of sit-ups and crunches and things of this sort. But what a lot of people don't realize, and maybe passes them by, is that the core goes all the way around. And a lot big piece of the core is this part of your low back down here. See, in your body, you have these big, what we call extrinsic muscles that allow us to do big movements. But inside, especially next to the spine, the axis of the body, we have what are called intrinsic muscles. And these muscles are designed to basically help our spine stay upright, to stabilize, to help maintain some of these curves that we've got in here. And we don't think a lot about those types of things. When we're doing our big core exercises and stuff to stabilize, those are all well and good. You want to keep your rib cage up off of your pelvis. But at the same time, the area we seem to neglect, more especially in our westernized culture and lifestyle, where we sit and we hunch a lot and allow those to become weak, we don't think about doing some type of low back exercise. Now, as a practicing chiropractor in my office, just about everybody gets some type of low back exercise because, to me, universally, they're things that are going to benefit the human frame. However, not everybody can do them. They certainly can't do them right away if they're in pain and they're having lots of different symptoms. But as far as a daily or a weekly type of lifestyle in order to help maintain the overall health of our low backs and our ability to be stable and upright and not have all the frequent problems that seem to come chronically with age, doing some type of exercise to stabilize that is one of the wisest things we can do. Now, in my office, we use Williams exercises. And if you Google around and look on the internet, you're probably going to find instances of Williams exercises. Certainly physical therapists, other chiropractors, and many different types of trainers will be familiar with that. In my office, we've modified them to suit the types of things we want to make certain people are doing. And ours aren't necessarily for everybody. But you're wise to go look stuff up like that. They're designed to give stability to the low back. And there are things that you want to do, what some of the studies have shown us, if you do some type of exercise like this, frequently on a daily basis at about the same time to work on changing something and do it for 90 days. 90 days, your body's going to do a lot of rebuilding of these muscles and give a lot more stability. It doesn't mean you can never have a problem down there in your low back again, but certainly you're going to be doing everything you can to give it as much stability as possible by adding this into your regular routine. And the upside of all that is if I'm stabilizing the low back, it automatically starts to add stability to my mid back, my upper back, and even up into my cervical neck region here, and give a lot more stability to the intrinsic muscles of the spine. The other piece that we tell everybody when we're talking about them in our office is these are not exercises that are designed to be feel the burn exercises. You don't go and go and go until you fatigue these muscles. These are about tone. So you're going to do a set amount of reps most often when people teach them to you. And the biggest feedback that I get from patients when we teach them this is they come in and say, "It doesn't feel like I'm really doing anything, doctor." And it shouldn't. Now, you'll get some type of soreness because exercise is exercise. But at the same time, you don't want to have that big feel the burn. We limit everybody to 15 repetitions of the 5 exercises we teach them as an example to you. And they shouldn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes to do if you're going at a good pace and keeping good form as far as what you're going, because you want to make sure you're activating in the back, not everything up here in the front. So go out. My other warning to you is if you do have some type of symptomatology, or if you're going and you're doing some type of exercise like this and it's giving you sharp pain or pains that you're unfamiliar with, usually that's a sign to stop, not a sign to push forward. And make sure you don't have a problem on there that needs addressing before you go forward. But otherwise, for the most part, people that aren't having a lot of issues, these are great exercises to start doing on a regular basis, and you can go through for 90 days and do a lot of great rebuilding. Go ahead and find what works for you. Obviously, if you're local to me and you would love to come in and see what I'm teaching, you're most welcome. We would go ahead and be able to show people that are patients in our office many various different things you can do as far as what your low back exercise and stability goes into. But go ahead and look for your own or ask an expert. It's always wise to have somebody else that can look at you and give you a little feedback about that. So thank you for that. Go ahead and please make sure, if you're not, subscribe so that you can keep getting all these daily tips. If you do know anybody that's got some issues, please, please share this with them so that they can get some more benefits for their health too. And no, they don't have to be over 40 to do this, but certainly over 40 are the people that are really going to benefit from this, because they're at a point where it's wise to get this done.